Are you too tired?
Am I
alright,
mate?
Mate, you go.
You alright, Mike? I've got one on the phone for you. Stuart Christopher McKnight.
Thank you, Ben. Let's have a chat with him. Give me 2 seconds, mate. Let me get him off.
Yep, no worries. He's got ID. I'm adding it now. I've just found it in the folder, so it might not be ID. Might be from there as soon as you've got it.
McKnight?
McKnight, yeah. Stuart Christopher McKnight.
You don't have any posh on the phone, pal.
Got to change it up, haven't we?
Yeah. How do you spell McKnight?
M-C-A-N, yeah, M-C and then Knight, so it's like a Knight.
I found fucking Friday. It's weird.
Yeah, Stuart Christopher. Yeah, Stuart Christopher. Yeah, he's on the second page.
Yeah, he's got him.
Of,
yeah.
You got him now. I've got the ID on there for you as well.
Thank you. Do me a favour, yeah? When you put the phone down, mate, and put the time for you, do me a favour, text me your hockey number, please, because I need it to get the call recording.
Yeah, the number, my number or the customer's number?
Yeah, no, your number, please, mate. Just so I can go and get the call recording, please.
Yeah, I will do, mate. No worries.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers, pal. Thank you.
Bye, mate. Bye. Hey, Mr. McKnight, you're through to Michael at MMA Legal.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you, Stuart. How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Fantastic. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Stuart, about your case?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Just to let you know, Stuart, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role here in MMA is to go out and gather the evidence for you. Obviously, you've spoken to Ben and the customer care team over there. They've obviously got all of your details from your time in care, your IDs, and all your documents signed. And when you get to that point, you come over to my team.
Right.
So it's my role not only just to write to the likes of, you know, social services and the education authority, Stuart, from your time in care. It's also to try and understand you and your time post-care. You know, for trying to understand the trauma you faced as a child, how has that had an effect on you into your adult life, with stuff I can actually evidence, with the likes of, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what I do, Stuart, and my team is we'll write to, you know, GPs, NHSs, rehabilitation centres, psychiatrists, gather that information for you so we can give the Scottish Redress, you know, an overall picture of, you know, Stuart in care and Stuart because of care. If that makes sense.
No, I think.
Yeah. Obviously, they have to take that into consideration, so... Also, what we're trying to achieve is, you know, is gather as much evidence as we can for you and to give you the best possible chance.
Yeah.
So I am going to ask you some tough questions, Mr. McKnight. I do apologise profusely in advance. But I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask these questions. So, I'm sorry. Do you or have you suffered with any sort of depression or anxiety, Mr. McKnight?
Yeah.
And is your GP aware of these?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your GP's details off you in a sec. Have you had any issues with alcohol or substance?
I've substance abuse for years.
Yeah. Substance use for years. And what was that, if you don't mind me asking?
I was on heroin for years and coke. And then pills, Valium and stuff.
That's class as prescription medication, isn't it?
Aye.
Prescription meds. Okay. Is your GP aware of your heroin?
Yeah.
Did they prescribe you the methadone and the likes?
They did for years, yeah.
Okay. Are you still on the methadone, Stuart?
No, but I've been off it for a few years now.
Nice, well done.
Cheers.
Thank you. So the last question I've got, and it's the toughest one for me to ask. So again, I am sorry, Stuart, for having to ask you this question.
No, sorry.
Have you ever tried to take your own life, Stuart?
I've no got to that stage.
Okay, perfect. Thank God.
Sorry for asking. The balls for it, man.
Yeah, I know. And just for context, Stuart, the reason why I asked that is, you know, a lot of times, you know, clients end up in hospital.
No, I get that.
Suicide attempts. So, you know, I'd write to the hospital and gather that information. So, it's just for context. That's why I asked.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Right. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll get your GP's details off you, please, Stuart, and I'll write to your GP. I'll get obviously your mental health records and obviously all the records around your heroin addiction.
Yeah.
And we can use that as, you know, as a picture of, you know, your mental health because of the trauma you faced as a child.
Yeah.
Can I have your GP's details, please, Stuart?
It's Cairns, my medical practice, Newton Stewart.
C-A-I-R.
Yep.
Cairns, man.
Cairns, more.
Cairns, more. Medical practice.
Yep, Newton Stewart. Well, that's what my old doctor, that's what, before I moved up here.
So, is this not your current GP?
No, I'll probably still be registered with them. I've just not re-registered with a new doctor since I moved up here last year.
Okay. All right, no problem. Because your latest GP would have all of your results, you see, so that's why I asked. So if you move to a new GP, wherever you are, up in air, have you, I'd have to write to them.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'll do, Stuart, is I'll write to the social services and the education authorities of the three care settings that we've got here for you. When I get your information back from your time in care, do you want me to share that with you?
I could do.
It's up to you. It's your story.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, so what we'll do, Stuart, is when I get that back, and that could be anywhere up to 10 months, these social services are very quick. I'll get it back into the business, into the law firm. I'll make copies, I'll send you every copies of anything we get. We'll go through that together, Stuart. Obviously, that's going to be a tough call, because it could potentially kick up, you know, a load of memories.
That's right.
But we'll do that at your pace. We can do that in one call, 10 calls, you know, 100 calls, whatever you need to. But we'll go through it together, make sure that you're happy, we haven't missed anything else. We'll run through all of your statements together. And when you're happy with, you know, the evidence we've got from your time in care, we'll then add all of your medical records to your file as well.
Right.
And then what happens then, Stuart, is we do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. So what we've done so far, Stuart, just obviously to keep you in the loop, is we've told Scottish Redress, or gave them notice that we are going to claim. We've been recognised as your law firm, and we've also got an application number for you as well. So when we get the support and evidence, we'll then pin that to your claim, and then they'll look at it. So we do the final submission, Stuart. We then wait a panel date. When a panel of individuals will judge or adjudicate on our case. And then from there, Stuart, hopefully we'll get you, you know, the recognition that you thoroughly deserve and offer a financial compensation, Mr. McKnight.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Is that okay, sir? Do you have any questions for me on that process?
No.
Okay. I just need to go back one step with you, Stuart. I'm obviously about to embark on probably our biggest body of work on your case, and also due to the sentence of nature of these claims, I need to make sure that you're, you know, fully on board and fully aware of all of our fees and what options are out there for you. I also need to do it on this recorded call for our compliance team as well. So you may have been run through this before, but you probably have, but I do have to just run through it with you again. This will be the last time. So just to let you know, Mr. McKnight, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. That would obviously entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case. That's an option. So option two, Stuart, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. Now, the reason why they, or how they do this, is that they get paid, those law firms get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw that case.
Right.
Okay. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally, you know, go into what those law firms would do for you, or more importantly, Stuart, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you is that us as a law firm, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government. So what we do, Stuart, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, where if you win, you lose, we lose together, and it's on us as a business to go out and gather as much evidence as we can to give you the best possible chance of getting the maximum out of this process you can. Our fates are tied, basically, Mr. McKnight. Our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT. That works out at 19.2%. So no matter how much time and effort goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than that figure. On the flip side, for the no-fee side, Mr. McKnight, just for peace of mind, because of, you know, what you've been through in your past, because of your time and care, and the, you know, the mental health issues and the drug-related issues, we will never put you under any sort of financial stress if we are unsuccessful with your case. So I need you to understand that. If we don't get you any compensation, we will never come looking for our fees from you. Our fees will be covered by our insurance policy.
No, that's fine.
Is that okay, Stuart?
Aye, that's fine.
Excellent. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, sir?
Yeah.
And are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Aye, yep.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Stuart, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is you can obviously change your mind and walk away from us up until day 14 and rip up any agreements and pursue this case however which way you want. If you are unaware of the 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed, I can restart that from today.
Right.
Or alternatively, if you're obviously if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, and you know happy for us just to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period, and we can get started on your case.
I'll just waive that, man. I'm fine with that.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Mr. McKnight, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, any after-hour numbers. If you need to have a chat with me about your case or even not about your case, just give me a call.
Yep.
You know, you're going to be talking to somebody who understands your background. So, you know, if you need to get something off your chest, you can always give us a ring. I work for you now, Stuart. So,
thanks.
I'm always here for you. I'll get off and I'll start obviously gathering your evidence for you, and I'll keep in touch every 3 to 4 weeks, either by email or a phone call, and just let you know how I'm getting on.
Yeah, that's brilliant. No, thank you.
All right, Mr. McKnight, do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you very much for taking the time and speaking to me today. Thank you for being so brave.
Right, cheers, mate. Cheers, thanks.
Thanks, Stuart. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Right, thank you. Right.
Bye now.